Les colloques du Collège de France.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a great pleasure and opportunity to be here to talk about one of the most important sites in Iraq now. It was excavated for a long time, and it was the Tal Harmal. It is now in Baghdad, the center of Baghdad, and Tal al-Dhaba'i, Zaralulu. Between the several archaeological sites in the vicinity of Diyala area, near the center of the capital Baghdad, is a small ruin, of course, city. Sometimes they read it Uzarlulu or Zaralulu, modern Tal al-Dhaba'i. It's about 2.5 kilometers away northwest from the Ord Shadupum. As I said, it's now it's modern, of course, Tal Harmal, and it is now in the center of Baghdad. The importance of the Shadupum and Zaralulu text appears from that fact that they come with an archaeological context. With these facts, we are able to identifying archives holders and the archival producers. In Tal Harmal, we found about 3,000 tablets. And this is Baghdad, and Tal Harmal is in the middle of Baghdad. And you see the satellite built is Tal Harmal, and here is where then we, I don't have it, but it is very near 2.5 kilometers, very near to Shadupum. This is the new plan from Tal Harmal. We work a long time on this material with Peter Miklos and in Heidelberg, and we have a new plans for it. We have a very few information about the old excavation from Tal Harmal. Now we are able to have a new material, and I think it will be soon published in 3 books. The material of Tal Harmal. We have the Sarai, the administrative building, and we have the main temple of Shadupum. It is the Lion Temple, and we have many of these small temples. And the last excavation in Tal Harmal with Peter Miklos, we have this building too. Through the text, we can answer a lot of questions. For example, did we have an educational activities there in Tal Harmal? Of course we have. We have many writers in Shadupum. Of course, Tal Harmal, and a lot of lexical and school texts, which I want to show it to you. This is again the temple, the Sarai, and the temples of Tal Harmal, and the main entrance of it. All of them are new maps, new plans for it. Okay, we have very important 4 persons in Tal Harmal: Tutubmagar, Governor, Nandaman Sumayo, and Imgursen, cadastral officer, and Taridum, the messenger. Well, we have in Tal Harmal, we find Kassite, early Old Babylonian, Ur-3, and Old Akkadian. But unfortunately, Ur-3 and Old Akkadian are covered now with water there. What we have in Shadupum, we have 3,000 tablets. Now, from them, it's only, as you see, 345 administrative documents, lentils, school tablets. We have 107 letters. We had 105 mathematical texts, 29, and literary texts, 23, and Gilgamesh Epos, of course, and Ishnunnalo, both of them, 2. Cuneiform tablets, geographical list 2, and Zulabil alphabet R. It's now only this from the 3,000 are published. The archives, we have a lot of archives there. Unfortunately, till today, it's not, as you see, it's not a lot of the documents are all from the tablets are published. Now we are working on it. I give my students, for example, a lot of text now for MA and PhD degrees to publish all the text in Tal Harmal. And I think and I hope soon it will be, everything will be published. And now we can complete all the view of Tal Harmal, what it was. But till now we have these archives. For example, one of the houses, the largest houses in Tanshadupum, you see how many texts we found in each room of it. It is magnificent, this area, and as I said, they don't take it at the whole time, sorry, they, at the whole time they don't take it as archives, no. They select only the nice tablets and publish it. And that's a huge mistake, of course. Now, of course, as I said in my PhD in Germany with Professor Walter Sommerfeld, we want to make a systematic work with archives, everything. And of course, for the archaeological side, it is Peter Miklos are engaged in this matter. And we hope that the books will be published as soon as possible. Now I give you some examples from the very nice tablets what we have there, or prism, of course. One of them, now it is, as I said, the distribution of the text of all the tablets are huge. You don't find a group. You can say, this is the group of lexical text. This is the group of mathematical text. No, as I said, it's everywhere there. Of course, temples, a lot of text or lexical text we have found it in for the cult room, for example, and this is the another one. We find it, as I said, in this temple. This is the main temple, the Lion Temple. We find a lot of lexical tablets too. And for example, here, this is the side of the temples. And in these rooms, sometimes we find, what's that? Maybe it's a small school or whatever. The administrative building, as I write my PhD about all the building and the text in the building, we find, for example, one from Lo'ashnunna, we find it in another room, not together, but in the same building. We find 8 lexical in this room. And, yeah. Of course, a lot of letters here in this building. And here too, houses, private houses, a lot of text in the private houses. We have a lot of lexical lists, and I gather it all of it in one. We said in the future it will be in one volume, and it is, I think, more than 45. Lexical tablets, and it was a project with Manfred Krebanek in Jena, and I think it will be, as soon as possible, will be published too. And we have a lot of themes there, of course it is not published, about trees and wooden objects, cattle and wild animal, fish, cities, geography, birds and plants. One of the most difficult, as I told you yesterday. You see, we have a lot of difficulties there. This is one of them. It's unbelievable. Well, this is overview about the lexical text, what I work on it in Jena. As you see, it was not in one place. It was not in one house. It is not in one temple. The distribution of the text is huge there. It's a lot of them in the Sarai, in the administrative building. It is in the temples too, of course, Temple B, not the main temple. In the main temple, we have find, I think, 3 or 4 of them. And this is, as you see, for example, person names list with beginning with Uwa. This is one of the god lists. We have 2 god lists there in Tal Harmal. Unfortunately, this is an old build. We don't have the text. We don't find this text till today. And therefore, we are living with the old one. And this is the Harmal god list B as a cylinder. A lot of prisms, of course. This, which I talked about, it is about wood objects and metal and clothes. But sometimes they are very in bad condition, but this is a list about, this is a copy with our beginning person and names list. And sometimes they make a tablet, a big one, and they don't write a lot of it. It's only this side. Again, it's one of them. Igidua Tamar 2. It's very difficult, but we have now the original and we have the good opportunity to, yes. It is remarkable, we have a lot of huge tablets there. It is published in Sumer, it's on an old one. It is the Harmal geographical list. It was in the Sarai, the administrative building. This is part of it, and it's not published. It's a new one. Yes. We find this in the temple, of course. One of the biggest tablets there. And we will talk about the nice colophon now. This is another one. Of course, with colophon. Another one. It's not the same tablet, it's the same. And a lot of fragments about wooden object. This is one. It is in Sulaymaniyah Museum. Now, it's about wooden objects too. It belongs to Tal Harmal. Colophons. Very interesting what we have in Tal Harmal. About these tablets, they write, of course, the writer and his name, not always, but Nisaba and Chaya, it's always there. Upon Ili, Schreiber, Chaya, and Nisaba, this form, we have it only in Tal Harmal. And they have the gods inside it. We don't know, we don't have any suggestion for it. What's that? A ziggurat? There is no ziggurat in Tal Harmal. What's that? This form of, and as you say, it's again another, of course, of one. Sometimes it's five, sometimes it's four. You see. And only the gods inside it, not this, the writer. I mean, and sometimes only Chaya on Nisaba, and sometimes with Ishtin Anna. And as I said, sometimes it's without this form, it's only the writer and the gods. Of course, one of the most important evidence, we have this I got a cylinder. It told us that Bilgashar, it was the local god of Shaduppum. And we find it in one of the temples, the double temple. Here is that. One of the most important rooms here, 252. In this room, it's a small one, we have over 250 tablets there. And one of the texts, of course, two ladies here are, of course, this name we are not sure, but it was two ladies are responsible for the slave fortunes. One of the archives, one of the biggest archives, we find it here in this area. It was Rome from 520. It is Mudadum Dumu, son of Mashum. As you see, 43 tablets. The red one, this is published. The yellow one, it's not published, not all the archive. And I'll try now to gather all the tablets in one unit and to see what we have. But it's difficult to get all the tablets here. As I said, Mudadum was mentioned as a purchaser in seven tablets with the following types of objects: fields, land, houses, and slaves. He's almost mentioned as a creditor from Tel Harmal. In another collection from level 3, of course, the other one, of this archive, he seems to be an important man in the city, possible a big merchant. Imgursin, son of Mudadum, his son, maybe. It seems that the important position of Mudadum passed to his son after his death. One of the most important archives we have there, as you see, as it's in the pulley, we find it in this house, this one. Of course, between them was a lot of tablets, but only in this house we have this nice pulley. We have a magnificent pulley archive which find in one house, but in different rooms. It provide us with the rich information about economic activities through the delivery or producing of bricks from two different sites, Torino and Shakirza. I publish it in Kaskal, and I make it in a systematic way because they find it, the archaeologists, they find it in situ, one together as a chain. And unfortunately, the archaeologists, they pick all the police and they don't make it as it was the following of the police. And that was very difficult. It's published in two articles. I have it in Kaskal 9 and Muhammad and Ismail, they publish it in Sumer. But the reading from them are different from mine. I don't know. We have a lot of, as I said, a lot of lentil soul, of course, for the student. A lot of them, 107. It's not all of them published till now. And you see here, in situ, the nice big tablets. This is about, do I have time or not? Now you see about Tal Harmal, all the information about Tal Dhabai. More than 68 years after the start of the guide of the Iraq excavation in Zaralulu, Tal Dhabai, a large number of finds, especially clay tablets, have still not been published, and the result of the excavation have been partly published this day. Of course, we work on it now. I want my students, they collect all the tablets. They say that in the past we have 300 tablets, but I read all the journal excavation journals and the main inventor book, and it's about more than 516 tablets. It's not 300 until why. Till today, we have from them, it's only 69 published. It's about 21 letters, administrative text 43, mathematical 3, lexical school text 1, and votive inscription is 1. That means we have a lot of to do there in this collection again. There is a connection between, I'm sure there is a connection between Tal Harmal and Tal Dhabai. Because they are very close to each other. The ductus of writing is the same. And we try a lot of tablets from Tal Harmal mentioned Zaralulu. In many cases, for example, the governor of Zaralulu, it mentioned in the tablets from Tal Harmal, but no mention of Shadupum Tal Harmal in the text of Zaralulu. I don't know why, because they maybe considered it as a Shadupum, as administrative building or administrative centrum for Ashnunna kingdom. It's one of the suggestions, of course. I don't want to take a long time. Thank you very much for listening.
Retrouvez tous les contenus du Collège de France sur www.college-de-france.fr.